VentureCast.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice or at the dog park or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. We're doing a different format today for free psychic readings with Jason and Kelly Jo Monahan. And so instead, we're going to do it by video and on Zoom. And it's still going to be the recorded version for the show audio wise. So you'll still hear this, but we'll have video now on the YouTube channel. And anybody who wants to appear doesn't have to appear by camera. If they want to, that's great. But I'm real excited about a new opportunity of expressing ourselves with spirituality and understanding just things in general. And maybe hopefully anyone who's participating today can gain some greater clarity and comfort. So before we start, I just want to welcome Kelly Jo Monahan to the show. Kelly Jo, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How's everything going for you?
Good, good. Keeping busy.
Do you realize that we've done, I think I said this last time, over 35 episodes together on my show alone, not counting. That's a really good dynamic when you think about it. I just want to let everybody know that we have some exciting stuff coming up for me too. I have a new podcast called Psychic Visions Podcast with Megan Kane, and we're going to be launching that in a couple weeks. And we got signed by Electricast Media. So it's really exciting. And I'm going to be going out to LA in May to meet one of our guests that we just had on, Thina Bari. And I'm going to learn Reiki with her, with Megan. And so I'm real excited. And we have some big stuff planned for the fall here in Tampa. We're going to set up a large event too that I'll bring additional details of that shortly. But let's start the readings. I want to thank anyone who's here today because this is a different format for us. And I know sometimes that takes a process, but I first off want to ask Christy, I see you're here, and I want to ask you if you have any questions for Kelly Jo or myself.
Yes. So I wanted to ask you guys, there's been someone that has been in and out of my life for probably the last 6 to 7 months. And I just wanted to know if that is someone that I should just be letting go if you see that person returning into my life, or is it just time to like let go the whole situation and move on?
Kojo, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. I think sometimes there's more complicated situations that don't always present themselves to us and appear on the surface when you have an interest in somebody, and sometimes they withdraw. They might do certain things that seem contradictory to what you would expect from them. But I also feel like in this particular situation, you're meant to have some time to grow for yourself. I do think there's a return coming. Somebody who's just left you is returning to you, whether or not you want to hear that at this point. That's what I keep picking up. I also think, though, in the meantime, you're also meant to enlarge your comfort zone, kind of like meet other people, socialize, get hobbies, do things that like matter for you, like better yourself, because that's where you magnetize yourself to attract. If you have a spiritual connection with this person, which I sense that you do, then that will help the two of you reconnect in the future. But there's also a run and flight dynamic to it, like a twin flame. It may not be an exact twin flame, but I feel like there's a strong connection there that draws you both to each other. like a yo-yo back and forth or whatever. I'm trying to do the right term, but I see a back and forth process, and I see someone growing and learning through the experience of being around you. You're teaching lessons to each other.
Yeah. And what I was getting was, it's like a karmic redo. And what you're doing is you're tying up all the loose ends of the karmic, and then you can move forward.
Yeah, because we actually just had a conversation yesterday, and that conversation went like not how I expected it. It's more like I was saying my feelings, and instead of saying that he had feelings, I mean, we've been off and on, like I said, for 6 to 7 months. Instead, he kind of just pushed away and was like, I don't even have any feelings for you. And I'm like, you're coming and going. Like, he's the one that continuously comes back, not me. But then he said he didn't have any feelings. And I'm like, the connection between us when we're together, I haven't felt, I can't even remember. So I feel it. And then I was wondering if he had the exact same feelings that I had, just like when we're together. Yet he was saying he had no feelings. So I'm like, I was really confused, because why does he keep coming back if he has no feelings? You know?
It's so that you can tie up the loose ends.
What do you mean by that exactly? Like me or him?
It's for both of you, but it's mostly for you. And you won't have to keep redoing it. Once it's complete, it'll be complete.
So should I just move on and like not let him keep coming back? Or like maybe what you were talking about last night might have just been he's saying like, I'm done.
Like I'll say this, just, and in response to your question, my spirit guides are saying the word move on doesn't exist in this dynamic. It's about you having the ability to feel the comfort of knowing that you didn't do anything wrong in this exchange of the information between you guys, and that this person has issues within themselves that they have to work through. If you can understand it that way, you won't take it personally by what happened recently, as even as a yesterday, because I don't think that was actually the intention. Even though it was expressed that way, I still don't feel that that was the ultimate intention of the person. I think they're confused, and I think that they're pushing you away out of like a defensive mechanism, self-sabotaging, those kind of things. It's not healthy to you either. It's not, I mean, it's not something that's positive for you to go through. I understand that, but I'm just saying that in terms of the dynamic of it, there's a push and pull there. Go ahead, Kojo.
And they also are saying that you'll get clarity on this in a two. So it's either 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months.
That's like April.
Like he comes back and like explains stuff.
Well, you're going to receive your own clarity.
Yeah.
For you.
That's always the hardest part, I think, for us to understand when you deal with these issues, is trying to figure out, why is there a learning experience that I have to gain from someone who I liked, who's not available or responsive,
yeah,
or pushes me away.
Right. And the fact that he kept coming back to me, it was like he had feelings, because why is he continuously come back? And then every time it's like our dynamic is even stronger and stronger. So like every time we see each other, it's like a stronger connection. So then I'm like thinking we have more feelings instead of the opposite of what he said. And he's like, I don't even have any. And I'm like, then why does he continuously come back if you don't have any feelings, when I'm not the one reaching out?
It's a push and pull, and it's because he has a hard time with his own emotions, and I feel like he's still understanding his emotions. He doesn't have a full grasp on how his emotions could impact you.
And for you, it's limitations and boundaries.
The other aspect of it, too, is in terms of communication, since he doesn't communicate effectively and he has issues with emotions, that's like a toxic combo. That's like, how do you get past somebody who can't express what they're feeling and they don't know what they're feeling? That's like, or they're so closed off that they don't even realize they're closed off, but they just push people away. They ghost people. They ignore, you know, all that kind of stuff. Those childish games some people play in our relationship world that we live in.
Right. So, yeah, because I mean, it took enough for me to like even open up, to like let him know how much I felt. And then he's just like,
chopped me off.
Yeah, he was just like, I don't even have feelings for you. I'm like, what?
Kelly Jo, I want to ask you something. What's your experience when people have what it's called like a spiritual connection with somebody in the romantic context, even if they don't understand it?
Well, it feels like it's like a karma. You know, you've done this many lifetimes, and what you're doing is it's always your choice. You always got free will. You know, But this person, it's he bounces back and forth. He'll disappear, come back, disappear, come back. You know, and it's limitations and boundaries for you because it's a pattern. So this is happening so that you stop the pattern and change your modus operandi. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I'm usually not like this with anybody. So like usually if someone does that to me, I don't even associate with people like that. But right. The reason why I do it with him is because like I've never felt a connection like him. I can't even remember one.
Well, it's been going on for eons. You've done this dance many times.
There could be karmic relationships, but I also think my understanding of soul connections is that they exist to help us improve ourselves, to get reconnected to the universe, to get elevated at a higher vibration. I feel like I met someone like that a couple of years ago, and I feel like ever since then I've changed a lot, but there was a lot of growing pains in that process. And like when you fall for somebody and they're not connecting to you exactly the same timing, that's painful, especially if you had this strong feeling, you know, I can see where it could be a struggle if someone like Chrissy has to deal with that. And then being told to say, hey, you know, how long do you wait for this person? Or if you move forward, what happens if this person comes back?
Right.
You know, but Chrissy, do you have any other questions about that? I know we have a little extra expanded format because we're starting something new here, but.
Unless you guys have anything else like that you hear that I need to know about, but.
I mean, one of the things I'm going to add is I see you getting a lot of sorting out of things in your life between now and May. I see like boxes and paperwork and things getting organized and put away, whether or not it's a job for you. But I also have an image of you organizing yourself better and having like more control over things in your life. You're not going to feel like things are like hectic and chaotic at moments. I know you're a mom, so that would make sense. But I'm also saying that in terms of your life, the people are coming into your life as new energy because you've cleared out some old energy, and the new energy that's coming in is going to be very beneficial for you. It's going to teach you some things about yourself. And you're also going to learn how to have a more loving relationship than some of these incomplete attempts that you've gone through in the past. And that's coming into the summer.
You know, I see it clear in the decks. Anything that doesn't serve you for you is good. People, places, and things are going to go bye-bye. It isn't a punishment. And then you get to start a whole new chapter in your life. You are going to have a real love in your life, and it will lead to a long-term relationship, and it won't be bouncy like this has been. It'll be steady, stable, kind, considerate, you know, forthright, and he'll be a man, not a man boy.
Well, man boy. What's a man boy?
A man boy, he plays games and he isn't mature and he's so not a man.
So an immature guy?
Right.
An emotionally immature person or an immature guy that doesn't know how to take things seriously. I hadn't heard that term before, so I wanted clarity.
It's a Kelly Jo term.
It's okay.
I totally understand what she's saying. So.
Did you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, I go for younger and I just need to stop. It's not getting me anywhere.
More importantly than that, though, is looking at the opportunities that lie ahead for you and not feeling like stressed because you've been through some sour patches. Like, you know, the negative experiences of the past, like, I don't see it repeating for you this year. I think you are really clearing out the negativity. And I feel like going forward, we attract what we think we want and we manifest. And I think you're doing the right steps in your life.
That's exciting. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. And you're going to, in May, like he says, you're going to be thrilled with your life.
I mean, already the beginning of this year, like a lot of things have been going well for me.
I just had clairvoyance and I had an image of you dancing amongst a group of people at like a rooftop bar or something, like somewhere where you'll be dancing, just letting loose and enjoying yourself. And you're wearing like a dressy top and you're happy and you're taking all these pictures and you're posting it to your social media accounts.
Oh,
not too far off there, so.
Yeah, May is not far.
No.
Time's flying by, so.
Well, thank you for that, Chrissy. We're going to turn our attention to our other caller here. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Where are you coming from? Where are you calling from?
In Tampa, Florida.
Oh, great. You're from Tampa. Okay. Excellent. Yeah. That's where I am as well.
Yeah.
Welcome to this new format. It's a different context. I'm trying to do something via Zoom that I feel like would be more personal for our show, because I'm going to put this on the YouTube channel. And thank you for having the courage to come on video today. And what we'll do is a little more in-depth of a reading, because we don't have the high volume right now, but I love the opportunity of us crossing paths today. And yeah. I want to ask you, like, what kind of questions do you have for Kelly Jo or myself?
Well, like I said, I currently live in Tampa, but all
What's
my
your name again?
Janine.
Thank you, Janine.
Yeah. And all my family live in England, and I've really been struggling the last year with living here, because I'm here on my own, and I had a really rough year health-wise, and I had a car accident that, you know, there's still ongoing issues with that. And then I feel like I want to move home, but I also enjoy my life here. So I'm like struggling with that at the moment, whether I want to be still here or move home to be closer to my family. Because I've always struggled to try and find relationships here with like in dating. And every time I go home on vacation, I always seem to find somebody that I like. And it obviously doesn't work out because I live on a different continent. So, but I don't want to go home just for the sake of running home and running away from anything that I have here. I feel like sometimes, am I just running away to escape things, or is going home the right move for me? And that's what I struggle with. That's where I am right now.
Okay. Kelly, you want to go first? You want me to go first? Up to you.
Yeah. I feel like you do need to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you'll visit here in America, but I see you going back to live back home.
Yeah.
And you do have an Englishman over there for you.
Yeah.
Yep. And I hear the name Mark. So my name's Float, so I can't promise that Mark will be the dude that you'll be with, but Mark is an important name for you. But you're going to enjoy being back home. You're going to start a new career when you go back home. I see you doing it within the next, you could do it as soon as the next 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely by 2023. You'll be in England.
Okay.
And you're going to get a little flat, and you're going to be able to, and you overlook a park.
Okay.
Flat.
Nice.
And do they have boilers over there?
Yes.
Because I see a radiator, and I yep. hear the steam coming up.
Kicking on, we do.
Yeah. I can hear it. And you have wooden floors.
Yeah.
It's a cozy, cute little place. And you're going to feel better. You're going to start a new exercise routine. And I see you being outside of London. It's like a burb outside of London.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like, here's London, and it's two burbs over. So I don't know where I am. I'm geographically challenged, but if you know where two burbs over is, that's probably where you're going to get your apartment, right over there. And this gentleman is like 5'11". He has brown blonde hair. He has a mustache, but it's not Pickery. And he has a square jawline. You know, when you kiss a guy and he has a bigger mustache, ick. You know, he's well-educated. He has 2 degrees. And you'll meet him through a male platonic friend that you know in England.
Okay. This is good.
We'll rebound. I'll dive in for a minute.
Go
I agree
ahead.
With Kelly Jo. Because I would do a little different format. I think Kelly Jo could do a little extended. I'll say this. I agree with Kelly Jo that you are going over to the UK. I got the word struggle. I write stuff. I can show you my little messy notepad, but basically I wrote down some notes that she was reading you. And what I got was that you've struggled in the past, not just with the stuff you let us know about, but in the past, you've struggled with other things that you've been through, personal dynamics and just feeling isolated. And I know a lot of us went through that the last few years, but I don't see that happening permanently because you're going through stages. And what I got from the stages was like you going through growing your energy and just like not feeling like letting go of the past and healing and all that kind of stuff. which I'm very familiar with. And then I picked up new words like Stratford upon Avon, which I think that's from the Shakespeare in the there's something that you're going to go to there in the future when you're back home. Okay. And I also got that whoever you're going to be with is going to have their own flat. They love science fiction movies. They also have something with pickles, either a pet named Pickles, like a cat named Pickles or something. They it's kind of a weird thing I picked up, but something about whoever you're going to hang out with in the future, you're going to date, is going to have something with the name Pickles in it, like a pet dog or cat named Pickles or something along those lines. And I got the word flat very strongly. So they might do stuff with real estate too, because I feel like there might be some energy connection there. Because as I got the word flat, I feel like he's got keys to places and stuff and shows things. So, the other thing I'm going to get to tell you is that the struggles you've been through in the past are actually, I feel like by the summer of this year, a lot of the things that you feel down about right now, because you feel depleted, deflated, frustrated, I get all those verbs in terms of what you've been through. But then going forward, I get release, I get catharsis, I get reconciliation with someone from your past, if it's a friend or family member you've been estranged from. And then I also see you having like a very positive summer. You're going to travel and you're going to be able to meet up with somebody that's coming from England. You see you, there's going to be something like that. You're going to connect with these people, with the person. And then I feel like over the summers when you're like, you know what? I'm making it to go back. I feel like that's like when Kelly Joseph said 7 months, I feel like over the summer months, you decide on the decision to do so because you'll have a better job over there. And then there's somebody else that is going to be hitting you up romantically. And I feel like you'll have another person beyond that person as well.
Okay.
And pickles. I know it sounds weird. Maybe the person likes to eat pickles, or maybe it's just something with pickles. I keep getting as a word. And also the person had a controlling mom, but I feel like the mom's not in the picture anymore. I don't think she passed on, but I think she like lives more away from them. So that's not going to cause you drama. You would have had some drama if she's in the picture.
Okay.
And also the gentleman that you meet that you'll really like, it will lead into a long-term relationship.
Okay.
And lead into marriage.
Wonderful.
And thank you. We love doing this. As I said, I met Kelly Jo through my show and we've become such dear friends with each other. Like we read for each other. We barter when we're bored one day. Hey, you want to read for me? I'll read for you. And like, we like tune into each other, and it's a blessing to have that, you know, and I love sharing it with our audience and with people who call in.
Yeah, it's great. And you know, what's odd? I followed you already on Instagram. And then yesterday was when that fake account hit me up and said,
the fake accounts. I know they crop up, and you know, I noticed it's a great chance for everybody to get in touch with you, because everybody, you know, gets hit up. Is that you? And I'm like, look, anyone who listens to me, please know I don't hit anyone up for readings. I don't ask anyone. I don't solicit anyone for readings. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to have people come to me. And if anyone ever impersonates me and has like 3,000 followers, it's not my profile.
Yeah. So because of that yesterday, then it kind of, you know, the algorithms on Instagram are awful, you know, so it started pushing you now to, I see you more. So then when I saw you posted that you were doing the free readings, I was like, this is like, it was a godsend that, you know, like that was trying to hit me up for money, which I obviously didn't send him. But then it led me to, you know, be on the Zoom meeting with you guys, which is, everything happens for a reason, you know.
I believe in synchronicity so heavily in sense of how it works in our life. And I've talked to Christy about this too. When you have people that come on, like tonight, we're talking right now, you're going to be able to take from our conversation the guidance and knowing that you're making the right decision when you go back to the UK. And I also see you getting settled down and having your own family and being happy. I don't see you insecure or frustrated. I don't see you like, if you ever look at your future and have one of those what if thoughts, like, what if I'm alone? What if I'm like a librarian? No, I'm not knocking librarians, but I'm saying you're not living alone. You're not going to be alone. You're going to have somebody in your life that's one of the best relationships you haven't experienced yet to date. It's going to be an adult loving relationship, and I, whatever that pickle thing means, but there's going to be a lot of enjoyment for you in terms of how you connect to one another. And what you're going to really get out of it is going to be like such a serotonin rush for you. Like, you haven't had this kind of thing to feel special in so long. And so many people want that right now. And I'm telling you, it's on the way. And good. It's definitely on the way for you, for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there's something about Liverpool. I have no idea.
All right. I live near there. Well, my family's from around that area. So.
And there's going to be a genealogy thing or something with your family roots. Someone's doing like DNA tracing, or there's a story going on. They're talking about like, DNA lineage or something. I feel like someone on the other side is coming through to share
ancestry
that.
Ancestry or something.
Okay. It's good to know.
I'm just excited for you because what you have coming up compared to what you feel like you've been stuck, you're unsticking yourself by April.
Good.
And we're in March right now, so that's not too far off.
No, it's not. Hang in there, Janine.
The other suggestion I would give you is to focus while you're here. Make the best of being here like a tourist. Think of yourself as a visitor and a tourist. So you're not going to be held up like depressed if you're alone. Like be like, damn it, I better take advantage of being here right now. Let me see what Florida has to offer or whatever right. It is and take advantage of that. Because I feel like when you go back to the UK and it's like a rainy day, you're going to be thinking back to how you could have been at the beaches here or right. Something like to that effect. So I'm going to tell you, take advantage of that for now. Because I don't see you staying here in Florida.
Okay. Good to know. That's perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I mean, I this is fun for me because it's like Kelly Jo and I get to talk to two amazing people and give readings and, you know, share our experiences with our audience. And it's a Friday night. And what else am I doing on a Friday? But I want to do something spiritual. I get excited. You can see me jumping around my seat because I'm on camera right now, but my audience hears me or whatever. Like, it's just fun. Like how many opportunities do we have to talk spirituality during our week? Very limited opportunities. And that's what I want this to be, is a chance for us to have a safe space, talk about our spirituality, talk psychic stuff, and know that, yeah, we've been through a doozy of a couple of years, but going forward, it's not going to be so bad.
Good. Great. This has been really nice.
Well, thank you for supporting the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, guys.
And both you guys are going to get your mojos back.
I'm totally comfortable with us doing a 30-minute episode today, Kelly Jo, just because we tried to be different. And this isn't about like what we didn't get done. It's about what we accomplished. And we just got our first video show of us reading people. And trust me, next time we will have several more. And you know what? That's how I love about this stuff, being creative, coming up with new ideas. Like Kelly Jo, you and I, you know this already, but I'll announce it to our audience. Me, you, and Megan are going to get involved in a historical site, and we're going to do a site visit. And we're going to have a supernatural episode, and we're going to video it, and we're going to film it and get it produced. And it's going to be fun for us. And I think we're going to do that in the fall.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Everybody in the audience, please hit Kelly Jo up. She is one of the most talented psychics I know, aside from like my best friend Megan and others, but she's a spirit family. And Kelly Jo, how would our audience get in contact with you?
KellyJoPsychic.com. Or you can call me 561-333-5367. And I'm on Facebook, YouTube, Kelly Jo Psychic on YouTube. You can see my little blurbs and Tumblr and Pinterest.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning into this episode. If you're listening to it as a recorded version of it, or if you tuned in today, and if you participated with us, I really appreciate Janine and Christy calling in today. And we'll do this again, and we will go forward. Thank you so much. Stay positive, because when you're positive, anything's possible. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind. Embrace your paradigms and know that the universe is always yours to explore.
With the Baker's Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. Earn fuel points on every purchase and save up to $1 a gallon at the pump. The Baker's Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at bakersplus.com and start saving. Baker's. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with your card. Baker's. Fresh for everyone.
Are you a fan of classic cinema, or a young person who wants to discover the best films of all time? Do these legendary movies still hold up?
On the Generation Film Podcast, two guys who grew up when movies dominated the culture share a great film with a panel of young movie lovers and see how it plays for today's generation.
We discuss changes in storytelling, styles, representation,
the making of each film, its initial reception, and how its meaning has changed over the years.
Join us as we explore cinema classics across generations on Generation Film.
Electric Acid.